it's Sewa, and you're listening to the She's Off Script podcast, episode number 20. For this week's episode, I'm here with an update on how things are going nearly 8 months after leaving my almost decade-long career at Goldman Sachs to start my own consulting company. I also have some exciting announcements to share. But before we dive in, I hope you enjoyed last week's travel-themed episodes 17, 18, and 19. In case you missed it, we released three episodes with three different women growing their own business empires in the travel space. Make sure you subscribe and leave us a review letting us know what you thought of them. Okay, then let's dive into my off-script update where I talk about my daily routine, finding balance, putting a finer point on my value proposition, as well as what I'm working on next. I'm really excited to share. Last year, 2018, I focused mostly on establishing the cornerstones of my strategy, which included expanding my social media presence. I didn't really have much of a presence before I went on this path, launching this podcast, and taking on consulting clients. However, this year, my theme is finessed and targeted execution. I'll explain what that means for me later on. So as I said, it's been 8 months since I left my corporate job, and over again, little events have validated my decision to make this leap. Whether it's having a coffee chat with a new client who just gushes over the fact that our 30-minute conversation has brought them more clarity than they have ever had in their business, or even more close to my heart. This morning, I dropped off my 3-year-old daughter at school and the fire alarm was going off and kids were waiting in huddles outside the school for the fire truck to clear the building. But she wanted to wait with her friends instead of waiting with her old mom in the warm car. So we went over and I was able to wait with her without thinking about how late I was going to be for work or the conference call line that I needed to open for a standing global call. It was just the best feeling to just be in the moment with her. Now let's just jump into my routine and how I am attempting to find some semblance of balance in this entrepreneurial journey. I find that I love working in the quiet of my home for hours on end. When I started this journey, I thought I would be working from coffee shops or even co-working spaces, but that hasn't been the case. I kind of like the cocoon of working in my home in silence. I know it makes me sound a little bit antisocial, but you know, I just felt like I needed to keep my head down. But I typically wake up between 5 and 6 a.m., trust me, the 5 a.m. part is not by choice. My husband wakes up at 5 a.m. to work out almost every day. And as quiet as he tries to be, I tend to wake up when he gets out of bed. But by 6:30 a.m., it's time to get the girls ready for school. But I'm sad to say that I haven't been working out during that hour and a half period before the girls wake up. It's definitely a goal of mine for the year to at least start doing some yoga in the morning. I'm not ready for the hardcore workouts that my husband does right now, but at least I thought yoga would be a good start for me. What I have been doing is at least getting in some morning prayer and centering myself for the day. And then, yes, unfortunately, I dive into emails, into social media, and then doing a little bit of research just to pick up where I left off from the night before. But then it's just getting into the morning routine of getting the girls, you know, dressed and getting them breakfast and out the door. From a balance perspective, I haven't been doing that great of a job, I have to confess. I now work more than I did when I was in my 9-to-5, but for now, I am more than okay with that. Vacations aren't just vacationing anymore for me. there's just always something to do when you're a solopreneur. Every morning, I'm just so eager to jump into my list for the day that I haven't been sitting down to have a proper breakfast or drinking as much water as I like to. I thank God for the genes my father passed on to me because I probably should have gained like 30 pounds by now. Needless to say, my health is definitely a focus for me going forward because I know this approach is just not sustainable. Next, I've been working on getting even clearer on the offerings I have for my consulting clients. At first, I had laid out everything that I could potentially work on with them, and I think it was overwhelming and confusing in some cases. So I've pared down the offering and honed in on what small businesses need most. I now have a three-step process, which is pre-scale, scale up, and execution, where we hone in on what makes their brand special, and then create an action plan, and then execute that plan until we start to see results. So for the first 6 months of running my business as a multi-hyphenate entrepreneur, I was very much head down and working. But for the next 6 months, I'm getting out there. I'm trying to network a bit more and I'm opening myself up to more speaking engagements. But of course, this means I need to get used to talking about myself in this new context of being a solopreneur, a multi-hyphenate solopreneur. So I've done a lot of work on clearly and concisely communicating my personal brand value proposition. I think it's so important to be able to clearly communicate who you are, what you do, how you bring value, and who you bring value to. Because not a lot of people are familiar with the entrepreneurial realm. And when you tell them, hey, I'm an entrepreneur, they probably give you this very confused look. And so it's important to be able to clearly say what it is that you do in a way that will attract your ideal customers or attract the type of business contacts and network that you're looking for. If you're not really able to clearly articulate who you are and what you do, that's going to be very difficult for you. So as I said, given that I'm trying to network more, I'm trying to put myself out there a little bit more, it's just important that I'm able to clearly communicate that personal brand value proposition, because I'm not only a business owner, I myself am also a personal brand. Now for what I'm working on next. Starting this podcast, my goal was to empower women to get off script in order to find their unique blueprint for success. I wanted women to set aside whatever society or family had told them they should do and really think about their true calling and learn the skills they need in order to step onto that path. So sharing my story has also been empowering for me because it has forced me to be more open to sharing what's happening behind the scenes. And for a recovering perfectionist and someone who doesn't tend to be very introspective, it has certainly been a learning experience for me as well. But knowing that transparency about this journey is what will create growth for me, but also for many of you who are listening, has been a great motivator for me. So now I'd like to share with you what I'm envisioning for the She's Off Script podcast and community. Then I'll give you a sneak peek into some of the things that I'm launching in order to make this vision a reality. So announcement number one, as I said earlier, my focus for 2019 is finessed and targeted execution. Last year's guests shared some really inspirational stories and gave us insight into the steps they took to get where they are today. This year, along with those powerful guest stories, everyone currently receiving our Off-Script Updates email newsletter will also receive a monthly action plan that will guide you through acquiring certain skills and mindsets so we are all able to make some visible, measurable, and actionable progress towards our goals. I also want to focus on building a community for women who are probably at their desks at work right now, inhaling podcasts like this one because it's the only thing getting them through the day and giving them hope for the life that they truly want to have. So now that many of us are coming to that realization that we would really like to make a change, how do we actually take steps to make those dreams a reality? Well, for some of us, the first step will be to just speak that dream out loud. I would encourage you to post that dream, quote unquote, out loud in our private She's Off Script Facebook community under the post for this episode. Also, make sure that you've subscribed to the Off Script Update newsletter so you can receive the action plans I mentioned. It's so exciting that we can hear from people living out a version of our dream on this podcast and then can turn around to work towards similar goals with other like-minded and motivated people in our community. I look forward to hearing how much progress we can make together. So, announcement number two. I would love to have more touch points with you all. So starting next week, drum roll, I'm launching a new YouTube channel where I will share fairly similar, but of course more visual content on entrepreneurship, productivity, and living your next level life from the perspective of a female Black entrepreneur who's married and a mother of two toddlers. We don't tend to see too much of that perspective on YouTube. So I'm looking to add to the narrative on that platform, as well as give you all a little bit more insights. So please sign up for the Off Script Updates newsletter at soaajpelli.com/the-podcast so you don't miss an update when these videos go live. Announcement number three, last but not least, I'm revamping the branding and the feel of the podcast. You've probably seen the updated artwork and updated look on our Instagram and other social media platforms. I'm also adding news segments to the podcast, starting with the 1 minute gem segment, which will be shared as videos on social media so you can drop a gem on a friend who needs to hear it. Okay, so that was my first off script update for the year. I hope you guys are excited about this year as I am. I would love to hear what you think about the announcements I've made. So send me an email to podcast@soaajpelli.com or send me a DM on the She's Off Script Instagram. I'd love to hear from you. If you have any ideas about what you would like to hear on the podcast, feel free to share them with me as well. As usual, everything I talk about will be in the show notes. So can't wait to hear from you guys, and I'll talk to you next week. I'm so glad you made it to the end of today's episode. If you enjoyed the episode, please go on iTunes and leave us a 5-star rating and write us a review. As always, don't forget to share this episode with your friends, family, colleagues, anyone who cares to listen. We'll talk to you next time.